Once upon a time.
I heard that is what they say.
There was a flagpole named Massimo.
No, I don't.
Massimo was.
Don't put your anything on there.
Massimo was afraid of heights. And his eyes were right at the top of the pole, so every time he looked down, he freaked out and got sick. So he would close his eyes.
He what? He got what?
Sick. Yeah. Because he was so freaked out about heights.
He threw up. All over the people down there.
So he spent all his life with his eyes closed, because he couldn't do anything about it. He so desperately wanted to be down on the ground. He was not meant to be a flagpole. He's not quite sure how that happened. The flag would come up and down all day long, and he envied that flag. He thought, oh, if only I was a flag, at least sometimes I'd be down low. And then the flag would come up and be flying in the breeze. The flag was all like, woohoo, woohoo. And Massimo was like, can you stop shaking, please? It's very unnerving. I don't feel good. But the flag couldn't help it. It was whipping and flipping and having a ball. See, that flag was living the right life. That flag was doing what flags do. And that flag loved doing it. Massimo was also doing what flagpoles do, and he hated it every minute of it.
What, just standing there?
Yeah, he just hated being all up high.
Wait, is he just the ball on the top? Or
he's standing? The whole pole, and his eyes are up on the ball.
Oh, I thought he was just the ball.
No.
That'd be cute.
So, at night when he was sleeping, he would dream.
So he's standing and closing.
Mm-hmm. He would dream of someday being a sewer grate. That's what he really wanted to be. Nice and low, down on the ground. And he liked water a lot. And water whipped over top of sewer grates all the time. Oh, he thought it would have been the greatest existence. But there he was, stuck as a flagpole. Every once in a while, I'd sneak a peek. Sure enough, freaky.
Did he throw up?
He would throw up sometimes, yeah. Sometimes he'd throw up all over the flag. Oh, the flag got angry about that. Anyways, he thought about it, and he dreamt, and he thought about all the things he could do, all the ways that he could change his career. But it's hard. It's hard when you're a big metal flagpole.
Can I just walk away?
Not really. He'd have to hop and he'd have to get out of his concrete.
Why didn't he just ask the flag to? Well, the flag's light, so it couldn't hit it.
So the flag would blow and Massimo would feel sick, and day after day after day would go by. It was a torturous life. He really did hate every bit of it. Until one day, smack, in the middle of the night, Massimo got run over by a car, smashed down onto the ground. It was such a freaky ride. Massimo was so freaked out. But, in the end, there it was, relaxed on the ground, just like he always wanted. Oh, it was the best night of his life. He just laid there, snuggling on the grass. What are you doing with your knee, baby?
Nothing.
You're shaking.
Not trying to. Hey.
Anyways, yeah, so he was super happy being on the ground. The next day, somebody came, and they picked him up, and they looked at him all bent and broken and twisted and snapped, and they threw him in the back of a truck. They took him over to a scrapyard, where they threw him on a pile of other metal. For the most part, this wasn't a lot of fun. But Massimo was just happy to be on the ground. Every time somebody threw him down, he landed on the ground just right where he was happy. And then eventually... eventually he got melted down. That totally freaked him out. It was so hot. So unpleasant. But then he got made into something new. He was hoping he would get made into a sewer grate. But he was not made into a sewer grate. Instead, he was made into the hood of a car. Which was pretty fun. Because he was afraid of heights. But he wasn't afraid of speed. Zip, zoom, dash. So much fun. He loved his life. Finally, he got a new job, and he loved it. The end.
Hear that crack, everyone in the world? Toes.